faculty and students of Tsinghua University. I'm very honored to be here receiving this degree from Tsinghua, which is one of the top universities in the world. Throughout your 96 years, you've not only produced outstanding scientists, but also industry and government leaders. When I visited here in 1997, 10 years ago, I was very impressed by the talent, the enthusiasm, and the creativity of the students that I met at Tsinghua. And that inspired me to support Microsoft in creating a research lab here in Beijing. That research lab has gone on to incredible success. It's made huge contributions to Microsoft. In fact, if you look at various conferences getting together to discuss state-of-the-art issues, the researchers from this lab are making huge contributions. This is an incredible time to be a student at this university. The frontiers of science, including computer science, have never been nearer. The opportunity to improve people's lives in every way has never been stronger. We've really just scratched the surface of the digital revolution. Yes, we have about a billion personal computers that are connected up to the internet. And we're already starting to transform the way people think of studying information and sharing information. But there's so much more that we can do. For example, when we think about TV, today it's just a passive, non-interactive situation. But that's in the process of changing. Changing so that you can get any show that you want on the internet. Changing so that it'll be interactive, so you can learn as you go along. In terms of learning, we'll be able to eliminate textbooks and yet provide learning experiences that are far more effective. In fact, being able to put all of the world's knowledge onto the internet in a very attractive form. Teachers will be able to see the world's best lectures, and they'll be able to see the best material, and for the first time, start to share with each other. And so for anyone who wants to learn, or who wants to teach, it will be a very, very different world. It's also an amazing time for this country. What's going on in China, and the growth of its economy, with the incredible contributions, not just within the country, but to the global economy as well. For Microsoft, we have a commitment to work with our partners here and make them successful. We also want to make sure that the digital advances are available to all the citizens. And so whether it's displaced workers or migrants or people who have disabilities, for example, blind people, trying to use the computer. There's very special programs that we can put together to make sure that software really isn't just for the few, but it really is about empowering everyone. This commitment to think long-term and this commitment to the future is something that the Chinese government and this university and Microsoft all share. In the last several years, over 2,000 students from 100 Asian universities have worked at our research center here, and we've awarded over 200 fellowships. So it's really become a mixing ground for the most talented people in the region. And so I hope you get a sense of my optimism. Optimism about what software can do and the interesting breakthroughs we can all make. So these are amazing times, and you know, I think the intersection of what's going on in China, what's going on with companies like Microsoft to take this long-term approach, and the great academic tradition, and certainly we're committed to working with all of you to realize that potential. Thank you.